What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
MAGA Mike Johnson may lose his position as the Republican Speaker of the House in the coming months, and I want to break down exactly how everything fell apart so quickly, because the Speaker of the House is often a short-lived position. I mean, power changes rapidly every 2 years, but MAGA Mike Johnson has uniquely become unpopular within his own Republican caucus in Congress, even beyond Republicans in the House voting against him, against his wishes, to release the Epstein files with the discharge petition. Remember, he spent months trying to stop that vote from happening. He even closed the government down, and Republicans still broke against him. But even beyond that, women in Congress, actually Republican women in Congress, have been highlighting that Speaker of the House Mike Johnson just speaks about them in a very weird way, or treats women in the workplace in a very peculiar, old-fashioned way. I mean, it makes more sense when you see this podcast with his wife that he did with Katie Miller. Take a listen to how they both speak about women's role in society and the workplace. And then after, you see Stephanie Ruhle's reaction.
They're different in this way, is that men have can compartmentalize things better.
Yeah, men's right. Brains are like waffles.
Yes.
They have little compartments, and they can think on one little compartment at a time and close it. And men actually have a compartment that has nothing in it. So when you ask him, what are you thinking about? And he says nothing, he means it.
He means it.
He really is thinking about
nothing. He's not thinking about like the Roman Empire.
Right, yeah, but there's that too.
There's that too.
There's a whole compartment for that.
But women, we cannot do that. We are always thinking. In fact, our brains are like spaghetti.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners now or at the hour of our death. Amen. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I had forgotten about it because I compartmentalized it, actually.
I mean, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
that was the speech?
Thanks for sharing that.
That's a really funny reaction. I like how the woman, I can only see the back of her head, but she was like, I forgot what he said. I was compartmentalizing it really quickly. Obviously, this is some old-fashioned type of misogyny, not only coming from Mike Johnson, but coming from his wife. So they have a rather regressive, backwards view on the women's role in the workplace. And we've made a lot of progress as a society to create an amount of equity there. Not that women should be ahead in the workplace, but that there should be equality in the workplace and that women shouldn't be treated worse than men do. Women shouldn't be paid worse than men do. A lot of times there's implicit realities where women just have more trouble asserting themselves because men are more aggressive in the workplace. These are things that have been studied, things that happen. And now we're beginning to equalize that out. But Mike Johnson is apparently treating Congress in a rather backwards way. And you can see why. I want to show you what J.D. Vance said about Speaker of the House Mike Johnson. But really quickly, his entire caucus is falling apart. Representative Elise Stefanik of New York called Speaker Mike Johnson a habitual liar. Representative Nancy Mace of South Carolina has told people she's so frustrated with a Louisiana Republican and sick of the way he has run the House, particularly how women are treated there, that she is planning to huddle with Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia next week to discuss following her lead in retiring from Congress. Representative Anna Paulina Luna of Florida has gone around Mr. Johnson in a bid to force a vote. He's obviously old-fashioned is a word that I'm using to just say sexist. He's very sexist and misogynistic and wants an old-fashioned, regressive workplace. And you could see that with the way that he has helped cover up for Matt Gaetz and Donald Trump. Now, listen to this story that J.D. Vance tells at a Christmas dinner, right? He's at a Christmas dinner, and he's telling a story about shoe sizes, and he doesn't say the name of the third or fourth person in the story. He leaves them nameless. But you can safely assume it's Speaker of the House Mike Johnson because he describes someone who was a little bit shorter and who was hanging out in the Oval Office. Now, take a listen. This would mean that Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is just becoming a joke.
Now, I want to talk about Sly and all of his great accomplishments and why we're gathered here to celebrate him. But I want to first say, you know, people often ask me what it's like to be the Vice President of the United States. And a lot of it is exactly what you would expect it to look like if you watched on TV or just paid attention to the media. But sometimes you get these behind-the-scenes moments that I will never, ever forget for the rest of my life. So, for example, today I'm in the Oval Office with the President of the United States and our great Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, and we're talking about something really, really important. And the president kind of holds up his hand and says, no, 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 hold on a second. There's something much more important. Shoes. And he peers over the Resolute desk and he says, Marco, JD, you guys have shitty shoes. We gotta get you better shoes. So he goes out and grabs a catalog. There happens to be another politician in the room. I won't say who, and you'll find out why in a second. And he actually runs us through this incredible shoe catalog. And we're, by the way, the president is gifting us with four pairs of shoes. And I think four pairs for Marco. And he's actually asking our size in the middle of this conversation. He's asking for our size so that he can make sure that we get the right shoes. And he asked this other politician, he said, I'm going to get you some shoes too. And so he says, Marco, what's your shoe size? And Marco's apparently an 11 and a half. He says, you know, JD, what's your shoe size? My shoe size is 13. And he asked this politician, who I won't embarrass, what his shoe size is, and he says 7. President, he kind of leans back in his chair and says, you know, you can tell a lot about a man by his shoe size. We won't ask the second lady for comment on that particular topic.
Okay, that took a really odd, weird turn at the end. But I mean, I safely assume that he's either talking about Stephen Miller or, more likely, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, who is involved in a lot of these conversations with J.D. Vance, with Donald Trump, and who is kind of becoming a laughingstock within his own party. The huge, huge article that came out today reads, Johnson's career crisis in the House GOP exodus. It describes how 20 Republicans will be retiring in the coming weeks. Serving in the House, even when your party controls the chamber, the Senate, and the Oval Office, just ain't what it used to be. The 119th Congress has been divided and demoralized. And it's getting much, much worse. This article from Puck News describes, House Republicans got everything they could have asked for in 2024. Still, the governing trifecta has been less productive and more acrimonious than anyone had hoped. The electoral high has long since worn off, replaced by a stalled legislation, a capricious and vindictive White House, and the possibility of a midterm beating that could relegate them back to the minority. And here's where it gets wild. In fact, multiple Republican lawmakers and aides have told me that an exodus of House Republicans is likely in the coming weeks. One estimate puts the number as high as 20 new announcements, with most retirements expected for members in safe Republican seats and thus unlikely to imperil the majority. 23 of the 39 House members who have already announced plans to retire or run for other offices are Republicans, on track to easily surpass the number of exits during the last Congress when 21 Republicans were among the 45 House members who left at the end of their terms. Unlike the silver tsunami of retirements on the Democratic side, the Republican stampede for the exits is primarily a testament to political discontent. Most of the Democrats retiring are octogenarians, or people who have served at least two decades. Older people, Jan Schakowsky from Chicago, Danny Davis, Jerry Nadler, Bonnie Coleman, Dwight Evans, and former Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Nydia Velasquez. But many of the retiring Republicans have not served long. Remember, Marjorie Taylor Greene is resigning, Troy Nels, who is 57, Jody Arrington, who is 53, Morgan Luttrell, who just turned 50. These are younger people, and Mike Johnson is facing a lot of friction with the people in his own caucus. This is not good for him, and Elise Stefanik is now putting the middle finger up to Mike Johnson on her way out. I mean, I was about to do the actual middle finger, but I can't do that on YouTube. By the way, make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed if you enjoy the breaking news. But Elise Stefanik is trying to tank Mike Johnson's speakership on her way out the door and trying to screw him and the entire Republican caucus. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is likely hoping that this week goes better for him than last week. Well, this article came out before we learned from Puck News that 20 different Republicans are resigning. Disastrous news for Mike Johnson. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos we make on this channel, drop a blue heart below. I'll see you on the next one. Peace out.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.